Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you are doing great. If things weren't crazy enough already, the government is about to give Americans $5,000 to start shopping. That's right. See, the government wants to hide the fact that the economy is collapsing and cratering, so they've got to figure out a way to stimulate the economy, and that is to give you money. The government, I said it once, I'm going to say it again, is probably going to start giving out money for shopping, and this is why. This is due to a new bill. It says, in a move to boost domestic consumption and support local manufacturers, representatives Ro Khanna of California, that figures, and Debbie Dingell of Michigan, both Democrats, that figures, introduced a bill aimed at encouraging Americans to shop from small businesses in the U.S. The proposed legislation, disclosed during a tour of manufacturing facilities in Ann Arbor, Michigan, offers financial incentives for consumers choosing American-made products. The Made in USA Tax Credit Act is also known, as it's known, seeks to revitalize American manufacturing by providing up to $2,500 in credits to individuals and $5,000 for couples purchasing goods that meet the Federal Trade Commission's Made in America USA standards, which require that a product must be made all or virtually all made in the U.S., according to the FTC's website. Let me stop right there and tell you, everyone, that we're doing a leap year 28-hour sale on the real estate crash course. If you don't think the economy is collapsing and things like this prove it, if you don't think so, just sit on the sidelines and don't worry about it. If you want to learn about real estate cycles and how they happen every 7 to 10 years and that we are on the precipice of a massive 100-year cycle and you want to take advantage of buying homes very inexpensive and you want the blueprint of how to succeed, course link is down below. It's 75% off today. It's $299. Now check this out. Let's go back into this. First off, we're talking about buying American-made products. Do you know what a government can do to encourage people to buy American-made products? It's put tariffs on or levies on incoming exports or imports. That's what's the problem right now. We're addicted to cheap crap from Taiwan, China, and all kinds of other countries. The fact is, the reason why people shop at Walmart instead of buying and shopping in downtown mainstream USA is because things are cheaper there. That's it. China owns us because they've got us addicted to all their cheap crap. Just go into a Harbor Freight and smell the plastic off-gassing. Don't get me wrong, I like Harbor Freight. But my point being is that that is what a government can do. Instead, our government is recklessly taking our tax dollars, spending it in places that are insane. As a matter of fact, one of the places are people that aren't even citizens here paying tax. Our tax dollars go to pay for all of their stuff now. And it is getting worse and worse. Now, as many people out there in the U.S. that are paying taxes desperately need an extra $2,500 or $5,000, we need to understand that eventually it's going to detonate our economy. One thing I want to make sure is that if you do get this money, if this bill does go through, that you're using it to either pay off debt or buying an asset like gold, silver, Bitcoin, real estate. You need to start buying assets. That's the problem with our country right now. Our middle class is collapsing because we have less money. And bills like this are insane. It says here, exclusively targeted products from small businesses defined by the Small Business Administration as having fewer than 500 employees. The bill excludes luxury items, tobacco, firearms, and vehicles, aiming to make American goods more affordable while fostering job creation and worker dignity. Look, the way to make American goods more affordable is to make outside of American goods more expensive. That's it. End of story. This is a very sad day in America when most people don't understand where our economy is. But the fact of the matter is, we're moving into a slight bout of hyperinflation. We're in a 100-year economic cycle. We're on a war cycle, and we're going through what's known as the fourth turning of a civilization. And if you're not ready for it, then I don't know what to tell you. I sold all my homes in 2005, 2006, and told everyone to run for the hills in 2000. By 2008, everything was collapsing. My friends were losing their homes. People were losing jobs all around me. Nobody was ready. I was ready for that one. And then I looked back and I said, I could have been way, way more ready. I started a YouTube channel 4 years ago to get people ready. And a lot of the things that I've said are coming have already come true. And next, we have a real estate collapse. If you want to get ready, I have the course for 75% off. We have thousands and thousands of successful students that have went through this and are now walking away going, I never thought that this could actually happen. Now they're seeing it and they're moving to action right now. And they're getting ready. Do you want to be one of those people or do you want to sit on the sideline? Take a look at the links down below. I hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out. Now, if I could just find the off button here. See you guys.